Now we're going to switch over to the San Bernardino shooters. Apple iPhone encryption. There were two sort of issues that our listeners seemed to want to get their head around. One was a sort of practical issue. Does breaking the encryption somehow open us up to greater terroristic liability, sort of an economic nature or something, where they could grind the economy to a halt if there is such a thing as a broken encryption on an iPhone, versus the legalities of privacy, liberty versus terrorism? Jessica, it sounds like you're in a windstorm.
We're on
right
the phone with Darth Levinson.
It does. It's actually not. I'm not experiencing any wind, and okay. I apologize for that.
It's okay. But go ahead. Get into the privacy, liberty versus terrorism conversation with us.
Yeah. So this one, I'm actually completely doing my job by hedging, because this is a new issue, and this is not. I mean, Apple is going, you know, all out, and the FBI is going all out, not because of this specific circumstance, but because this is going to have implications going forward. And this is the issue. I mean, when I talk to my students about kind of what area of law should you go into, it's healthcare law for obvious reasons, and it's kind of information technology privacy. And this includes this is the clash of national security on the one hand. They're contending, you know, the FBI is saying we need this information, and then Apple saying you have no idea the slippery slope that you're going to open up if you force us to unlock this phone. So there, if there was an answer, I would give you one. There isn't an answer. So the judge in Riverside is going to make a determination on March 22nd.
Oh, my God. Somebody in Riverside's got to make the determination. This huge case. It's crazy. But our listeners sort of came down in two areas on this. One was, geez, if they were talking about any other industry, airline, oil, pharma, people would be outraged that the industry was stonewalling. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think so. Yes, I do. For this reason, that even the justices on the Supreme Court have iPhones and kind of understand, oh wait, hands off my phone. So if you look at their cases, for instance, dealing with criminal defendants and whether or not the police can look through your phone, all of a sudden the justices, none of whom really have had any experience in the criminal justice system themselves, say, oh, wait, someone can take your phone? Oh, no, I have a phone. No, that's too far. And so I think a lot of people, you know, like everyone walks around with a phone in their pocket.
That's scary to me that you're saying judges in the Supreme Court are prone to ad hominem sorts of decision-making.
Yeah, and terrifying to me as well, but I do think that that's how, look, judges are human. And when you get to the Supreme Court, you're not just doing what John Roberts says, which is applying, you know, the facts of the law, you're making policy determinations.
Well, some people are.
We're deciding what things like privacy means, and we're deciding what things like national security mean. I mean, these aren't fixed.
Now, the other thing we heard from our listeners was, again, at 800-222-5222, we're speaking to Jessica Levinson, a Loyola Law School professor, about the Apple iPhone encryption. The other thing we heard was, why can't there be some sort of compromise? Why can't there be some sort of software or whatever, app, whatever they need, to just open this one phone? Isn't there some way into this phone? What do we know about that?
So Tim Cook is saying that's not possible, and he has really drawn a line in the sand. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, and he's saying, you know, once we give you, basically, we allow this to happen for this one phone, the floodgates open. Now we're really out of my area, so I don't understand the technology of why that is or is not the case.
Right.
And Apple is saying, you know, like San Bernardino police, you screwed up. You should have just not changed the password, saved this to the cloud, and you never had to come to us in the first place.
Oh, wow. So there's a
police are saying,
that's interesting. So there's a law enforcement sort of lesson here, right?
Oh, law enforcement is saying, sure, we could have looked at the cloud, but not everything on your phone is saved to the cloud, and we need to see everything that was on this phone. So, you know, where the truth lies, I'm not sure. Probably the San Bernardino police should have at least taken the step of saving everything to the cloud, not changing the password, getting what they could have, and then going to Apple and say, help us out.
But so when Apple, Mike goes to the dark web, the, mm-hmm. the nothing goes up to the cloud then?
Now you're asking a law professor if it goes to the dark web. Do I want to walk into this?
I do nothing or engage in nothing illegal. I just get pictures of people using poop in funny ways.
I understand.